While activists prepare to beat the drum about fossil fuels, the development of the industry keeps marching along. The U.S. is expected to be the world's top producer of petroleum and natural gas this year, surpassing Russia and Saudi Arabia for the first time. Much of the U.S. increase comes from hydraulic fracturing of natural gas. But a new study finds that one cost of all that gas exploration could be polluted water. Researchers at Duke University say Blacklick Creek, a tributary to the Allegheny River, has elevated levels of radioactivity and other chemicals because of wastewater from fracking. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
The study findings sound scary. There's radiation in a creek near Pittsburgh, just downstream of a plant that's treated Marcellus shale wastewater. It's a creek that feeds the Allegheny River, which supplies half the city of Pittsburgh's drinking water. So should we be worried? Avner Vengosh says it's not time to run out and buy bottled water just yet, but there is a need for action. Vengosh is the lead scientist of a recent study that found radium levels in the water discharge from the Josephine Brine treatment plant in Indiana County were 200 times higher than sediment upstream of the plant.
We found that those constituents are actually attached into the stream sediments and has been accumulated for to the level that is actually should be defined as radioactive waste disposal site, given this high level of radioactivity.
And Vengosh says that's not the worst of what they found. While radioactivity might accumulate in the water over time, it's at least expected to stay local. The bigger problem are bromides, salts found in the Marcellus shale that are released in frack wastewater. If it's not treated properly, it accumulates in streams and rivers and can form carcinogens in drinking water plants.
So if anything, I would be worried about levels of those compounds in drinking water.
The Marcellus shale is high in naturally occurring radiation, which can be found in frack water when it comes back to the surface after drilling. Most of this wastewater is reused by industry, but about 30% is treated and released back into the waterways. Vengosh says it's clear from the chemical makeup of the discharge his team studied that it comes from fracking operations. But the state of Pennsylvania says the new report is basically old news.
Well, the Duke University study is basically about what was and not is.
That's Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection spokesperson Lisa Kasianowitz. She says the DEP's been onto the radium problem for years. In 2010, it created new rules that limited the radioactive material that could be discharged from new wastewater treatment plants, though older plants like Josephine were exempted from the requirement. In 2012, the DEP also found high levels of radioactivity in Blacklick Creek.
DEP has been monitoring that discharge and has an order for the treatment facility, for the owner of the treatment facility, to clean up Blacklick Creek. So DEP is well aware of the radioactivity levels in that receiving waterway.
Kasianowitz says earlier this year, the owners of the Josephine plant signed a consent order and decree. In it, the company agreed to remove polluted soil and sediments from the creek. Duke's Vengosh would rather prevent the contamination in the first place. He says Pennsylvania should not allow companies to discharge frack wastewater back into the rivers. Kasianowitz says that's not really happening anymore.
Very few do that. DEP has set high permit limits and has made it expensive for drilling operators.
She says the state now has very low tolerance for radioactive discharges. A spokesperson for the Marcellus Shale Coalition, an industry trade group, declined to go on tape for this story. But in a written statement, the coalition dismisses the Duke study as outdated. Josephine stopped accepting frack water in 2011 per a state request. So the coalition says the researchers should look for other sources of radioactive materials and bromides. But researchers at Duke say the DEP's own data show 10% of the wastewater sent to the Josephine plant in 2011 was from fracking. Vengosh says his team continued to find high levels of radioactivity and salinity as recently as June, despite Josephine's voluntary agreement with the DEP.
Doesn't matter. We still see 10 times the salinity of seawater of effluent being discharged into streams in western Pennsylvania. So this is a fact. There's no way you can actually dispute this fact of saline water flowing into the stream.
So back to the drinking water. The Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority was concerned about radiation and in 2011 initiated a year-long monitoring program of tributaries to the Allegheny River. It did not find high radium levels in the Allegheny River, but it did see increasing levels of potentially dangerous salt in the water. Part of the study was to find the source of that salinity. What they found, it was being discharged by industrial wastewater treatment plants like Josephine. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.